As we know that Shirashirim is the product, the work of the Ruach HaKodesh of Shlomo HaMelech. It was written or inspired and, you know, composed, I guess that's the right word, on the day that the Beis HaMikdosh that Shlomo HaMelech built was dedicated. And the day of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdosh is when Shlomo HaMelech composed Shir HaShirim. And they describe, the Zohar describes what it represented, that place the Malachim was singing this Shira together with him. It was like an amazing thing. In fact, I think the lotion of the Zohar is it was like the culmination of Maisa Bereishis, of creation. Why? Because there's a creation, the purpose of creation was in order that the world should come to be Makir Hashem, and Hashem could be Meitiv and do the ultimate Chesed by allowing us to have this close Dveikus Hashem, and the completion of that, of the practicality or the capability of that mission, it progressed from creation there were problems after Adam Arishon and then after Noach, but then to Avraham Avinu, then through Mitzrayim to Maimon Har Sinai, and the Klal Yisrael eventually coming into Eretz Yisrael, but that wasn't the final step. The final step was coming into Eretz Yisrael, building the Beis HaMikdosh, where there's a permanent Mokum for Hashoras HaShchino, but also the Mikdosh, the Shochanti, the Seichom, the Hashoras HaShchino, the divine presence will reside permanently. Now, of course, that's in human terms, in real terms, we don't know what that means, but the Hashoras HaShchino will take place in the Beis HaMikdosh, and that was like the culmination of the whole saga from Maisa Bereishis until this point. And the world was now ready for at least this stage of Hisgalus HaShchino, of the revelation of Hashem's presence in the world. And therefore Shlomo HaMelech wrote this to express that special relationship with the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Klal Yisrael are going to be the agents to bring about this Hiskalus. And once they have a Beis HaMikdosh, there's a Mokum for that, and that's everything is in place to continue in expanding this mission. Someone asked the question that if you want to describe the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the loving relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that you're showing that this is mamish, we have now reached the pinnacle. Now we have a Beis HaMikdosh, and the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael has brought to the highest level, and now we're ready to enlighten the world. We'll be a Or Lo Amim. It's so. Show something which talks about the positive relationship what we have. Shir HaShirim, as we know from Rashi's Hakdoma, is about the one-time close relationship, loving relationship that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, and then the estrangement that happened after that. The Churban, the Golus, and Shir HaShirim describes how there was this estrangement. At one point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to get back into the lives of Klal Yisrael, Pischi Achrisi banging on the door, and they refused to let him in. I mean, why describe all the trials and tribulations in that relationship? Describe just the beauty and the love and the continued love. And the answer that this person gave was to be my son, David, that he said, that it was his question, his answer, and he said like this, he said, very good. He says, what's the true test of a love? The true test of a loving relationship is its ability to endure the difficulties, the challenges, the even the anger, even the avlus, even the betrayal, and to be able, after all that, to endure the relationship and to maintain the relationship, and the love is still burning in our hearts despite what has come between us, that's the true statement of an everlasting love. that exists, and that's really what Shir HaShirim describes, and that was the culmination. The culmination came in the realization that the Klal Yisrael has this loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and despite what it may be destined to be challenged and tried and broken, or apparently broken at times, it still remains deeply loving and caring and passionate. Gam mitzidenu, from our side to him, and gam from his side to us, despite whatever may have happened in between. And that really is the ultimate message of the enduring and the real, the true loving relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we know from Rashi in his Hakdoma that that he tells us that Shir HaShirim is a moshul. It's a story of a husband and a wife who had this original very loving relationship and became estranged, and how that despite the estrangement and despite the betrayal that may have taken place, but the love is still palpitating. She still craves to come back to him, and he still craves her return. And that's the moshul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael. Despite the fact that he sent us into Golos because of our betrayal with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is still alive and well, passionately awaiting our return, and we still are craving that day when we can come back again and feel that closeness and feel that intimate, loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the message is that in the moshul of a husband and wife, which is the way we can understand it, a moshul is very important because that's something that we can directly relate to. It's harder for us to relate to an abstract thing called a relationship with Hashem. But a human relationship, we know at least something about that, and hopefully a lot of things about that. And therefore, with that moshul, he describes the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's as every bit as intense and romantic as the relationship between a husband and wife in its romantic state. As the Lashon of the Rambam, I think I quoted it here the other day, he says that the love of Hashem should be the love of a choshek lechashukosoi, one who desires this woman, and when he thinks about her day and night, bein b'shiftoi, bein b'kumoi, bein b'achilo, bein b'shtia, yeser mikein, tia avas Hashem, belev ha'oyhev. And the Kol HaShir HaShirim is a marshal over there, as it says in the Pasuk, Cholas Ava Oni. It describes this sickness. Romantic love is a sickness, not a mental illness, but it's a state of pain. It's a state of suffering. We're craving this connection, and that's really what Shir HaShirim is all about. And of course, the chidush of it is that despite the fact that in the Golus, Hashem only appears to us behester ponim, right? Remember, we've talked a few days already about how we use words like accident and nature and happenstance and a coincidence and other things, when in reality, everything is orchestrated by Hashem. But he hides behind the teva. He hides behind natural occurrences. He hides behind our hishtadlus when it comes to parnosa. He hides behind the doctors and the medications when it comes to refuah. But in reality, it's all Hashem. And despite the fact that he's hidden and we can't find him, his love is still there. As described in the Psukim, he's peeking through the meitzis, mashkiach min achaloino, meitzis min acharakim. He's peeking through, even though we can't see him, the one-way peephole to see how we're doing, to make sure that we're still alive and well, despite the fact that we can't see him. And we're the same thing, as hardened and calloused and as negative as we seem to be, and we don't feel his presence, and we don't feel that closeness, and we sometimes feel rebellious, and we oftentimes feel negligent, and we don't get up in time to daven, and we don't do this, we don't do that. The love is still deeply entrenched within our hearts, inside of every Jew, despite how far we've distanced ourselves and we've traveled in the Golus. And this is the the Jewish reality. So this is the background. This is what Shir HaShirim is talking about. So I would like to just briefly go over a number of psukim and Rashi. I'm going to take out pieces and just paraphrase it and summarize it. It's all available in Shir HaShirim and Rashi, so you can find it to check it out. But that's what we'll do. We'll try to see as much as we can accomplish. So first of all, at the very beginning, Rashi says some very interesting ideas. He says as follows. This is Shir HaShirim, HaShirim, HaShir Shu Al Kol HaShirim, Asher Ne'emar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'eis Hados V'Yamu Yisrael, V'Yamu Knesset Yisrael. This is the ultimate of all the Shirim that Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is above, it's number one. It's the most significant, it's the greatest expression of that love and bond that exists between us, greater than any other Shirim. Om Rabbi Akiva. The world was never as worthy as the day Shir HaShirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Whatever that means, I don't really know. But it's a powerful statement. This must be something that's very, very choshuv and very, very unique. Because Chazal said, Rashi brings from Chazal, it's not his own words, that the world was never as worthy as the day that Shlomo HaMelech composed this Shir HaShirim and it was given to Klal Yisrael. And then Rashi, in a combination of two Chazal, it's not, I think they're two separate, Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh, Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. All the Ksuvim are Kodesh, but Shir HaShirim is the holy of the holy. Its Kedusha is above and beyond. And the reality is, because what is in fact above and beyond? What's above and beyond is this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I just point out that the Moshel, which one might say is less than Kodesh Kodoshim, Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh V'Shir HaShirim, is Kodesh Kodoshim, Shir HaShirim. That means Sai the Moshel and Sai the Nimshel. And the truth of the matter is, the Ramban wrote a Sefer on the intimacy between a husband and wife. And what did he call it? The Sefer HaKedusha. Because in Yahadus, the intimacy between a husband and wife is considered Kodesh, is considered Kedusha. In fact, in the Sforim it writes that that intimate Chibur that exists is a dogma to the Chibur that can exist, or that does exist, between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're talking about very, very holy things, and even though our society may have profaned them, profaned everything that's holy, which it's been very good at, very adept at, profaning the holy, but we have to keep our perspective that Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. And then I just want to, he goes on, explains a lot more, I have to skip, but look what he says. He says, the reason that Shir HaShirim is considered so unique is Shekuloi Yira Shomayim Vekibulol Malchusoi. It's all about Yira Shomayim, fear of heaven, and Kabolas Ol Malchus Shomayim. And of course, here the question is quite obvious. Everybody knows, even based if you only heard the Hakdoma that we just made, or if you ever read anything about or ever read Shir HaShirim, you know that it's all about love. And there isn't a word about Yira Shomayim. And there isn't even a word about Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim in the traditional sense. We heard a little bit today how the love of Hashem is really the factor involved in Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. But what's the pshat? So I think the pshat is very poshut. The Orchis Tzadikim says when we talk about Yira Shemayim, the real ultimate pachad is the fear of losing that relationship, that loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yira Shomayim. Shir HaShirim is about Yira Shomayim and Kabbalah so Malchus Shomayim, because our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence, and the Yira Shomayim is, once we realize the extent of this relationship, then there's a pachad. I don't want to lose that relationship. That's the most precious relationship in the world. You know, even in a human relationship, if it doesn't work, there are other opportunities out there. In this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is nothing else. it's either HaKadosh Baruch Hu or there's no other show in town. There's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing left. In fact, I believe that that's one of the reasons why religious pressure is so overwhelming. Because, you know, many times we tell a person, he's not doing too well in yeshiva, say, oh, go get a job for a while, you know, you'll learn more responsibility, you'll be able to do more things. So I say, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because you learn responsibility, but it's not enormous pressure. You know why? Because what's the worst catastrophe that could happen if you lose your job, if you fail at your job? You get fired and?
Go back to yeshiva.
Go back to yeshiva. That's not the worst thing that could happen. Yes. So you get fired, and what then? You find a new job. It's not the only show in town. Fail at your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where are you going to go? And don't tell me straight to someplace else, you know. But wait.
Bye.
What? Bye. There's no place to go. Memela, that creates a tremendous pressure. So the fear is that this relationship is so important, I don't want to lose it. And Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is based upon love. When do we say Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim? When? Shachris, the Arvis. How do we perceive Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim both of those times? Avor Avo Havtonu, Ava Soilim Beis Yisroel, Habayichar Bam Yisroel, Be'avo, Ohevamo Yisroel. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is an act of love. That's the Gemara that we described this morning, that Rabbi Akiva says his whole life he's been waiting to do V'ahavtus Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecho afilu hu noitel es nafshecho, to be makabel the malchus shamayim afilu hu noitel es nafshecho. And what's the key of the posik? V'ahavtus Hashem Elokecha. This is my expression, my ultimate love is the kabbalah so malchus shamayim. I love Hashem so much that I mekabel the malchus shemayim be'ahavo, without any pain, without any burden, without any pressure, because of that love. So that's really, Shir HaShirim is really the foundation of Yirah Shemayim in terms of the sense we have what to be afraid of. It crystallizes the fear, I would say, in a way that's more comfortable. In other words, stam fear is sometimes overwhelming. Rashi says, "Ho'ovid meyiro is rabu matriach alov." Rashi there on v'ahavto, v'hoylichlo. It leaves. It's too much. But not so ovid me'avo. But the kabbalah sol malchus shemayim and the yira shemayim, when it's avo based, I have one fear. I just don't want that relationship to go. I want to work on that relationship. It's a whole different level of motivation. And although it's a concern, and it's a pressure, but it's an act of love. It's more easily accomplished because it's so positive. It's such a matan schorim betzido. You feel the benefits of it now. You feel the closeness of that relationship. There's nothing like it. Okay, let's leave that for a moment now. Rashi goes on and says, the pasuk says, "Yishokedim shika ispiu ki tovim dodecha miyoy." And Rashi explains that the Klal Yisrael, even in the Golos, is still craving to relive Maimon Har Sinai. The Jew has this craving that he remembers, he has a subconscious memory of the day that he stood at Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, Rashi gives a moshel, he says, he kissed us ki'ilu, not ala kotef, not ala yad, but pe'el pe'. It was the most romantic, intimate kiss, expression of love. That's the way we felt when Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai and revealed Himself and said, "Onoichi Hashem Elokecha she'otzeisicho be'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim." That we felt that love, and we say in the Golus. In the Golus, Rashi says, "Be'almanusa." When we're estranged from Hashem, that we're still misava mishokekes. We're craving, we're passionately desiring He should once again show us that love. We crave the love of Hashem. It's deeply ingrained in us. We remember subconsciously that experience at Har Sinai, and we're craving to renew it again. And then at the end, Rashi says, "V'nema dug mashaloi al shem shenosalehem teirosoi v'dibrei moim ponim el ponim." He gave us the Torah, and He spoke to us face to face. V'oisam doidim, and that love, oidim arev maleh mikol shashua, the love that we still remember, is pleasant to us more than any delight that exists in this world. That's why it's so hard to enjoy this world, because that's why the Jew has a hard time. The Jew has the hardest time enjoying this world. That's why when he gets into anything, he gets into it worse than anybody else, because he's constantly trying to compete with that love that he has, that oysom, oysom, doidim, oidom, oidom, arevim, aleim, mikol shashua. Then any delight that I can find in this world, it can't compete, it can't compare with that memory that I have of the love that I felt from Hashem, and what a pleasure that was. That intimate nishokeidim and shikoispio, that nishiko pel there that we felt from Sinai, is there's nothing like it. Nothing can compete with it. It's the most delightful experience in human existence. And all the other experiences and all the other delights can't compete with it. He says, Umuftochim eitu lefi oid aleim levayalehem sayi tomeh, and we have a havtocho that he will come again to reveal to us the secrets of his Torah, which, by the way, that is the expression, that is the what's the word? That is the refuah. That's what he's saying. Ono kelno refono lo. He said, Nafshi chodas avosechon yedid nefesh. Ono kelno refono lo. Bahara islo es noyam zivcho. Oz tischazek v'tisrape. He says, what do we want? We're craving that connection to Hashem. And we want to feel that love again. And how do we feel that love again? When he reveals his secrets to us. When he reveals once again the secrets of the Torah that he did by Har Sinai, that's the most satiating, satisfying, because that is the response and the satisfaction of the ultimate craving, which is to be close to Hashem, which through his Torah and through the secrets of his Torah, we can experience. U'machalim ponov, and we beg of him to do it again, lekayim dvorot, that he should keep his word. Now, I have a question here, which I don't really have a very, I would say, muchruchdika answer to, but I would like to just pose the question and suggest maybe something. Where's the haftocha? Muftochim eitoi. Where was the haftocha? In the moshel, I don't see the haftocha. Haftocha means it was a promise that I'm going to come back to you again. It doesn't say it in the posuk. And where's the and where's the haftocha in the nimshel? I have seen it. There was a haftocha that after when there'll be a golus and when there'll be this and when you'll drift further away, that I'm going to appear to you again. I don't know of such a haftocha. So I wonder, as a suggestion, I wonder. You know, there's two types of love. There's the love that's good, fine, great, deep, but I can't swear that it's permanent. And then there's a love that's not shaykh. Mayim rabim lo yuchlo chabos. It's at the end of Shir HaShirim. The waters of the sea can never quench the love. Yuchlo chabos is ahava. That nothing can exterminate, extinguish the love that we have to between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that Maimon Har Sinai was such an expression of love that the Klal Yisrael understood it and felt it and took it, that there's a promise there. With this love, I will never forsake you. If I'm revealing to you the secrets of the Torah now with such love and passion, you can rest assured that even though you may drift, I will again reveal them to you, because this revelation, this love, speaks, smells of permanence. It can't be. It's so deep, it's so real, it's so powerful that it has to go on forever. And even if there may be lapses in it, it's going to come back. So maybe that's the haftocha, I don't know, but that's a suggestion. Let's move on. Then the posuk goes on with a posuk, Moshcheni acharecha narutza. So Rashi explains that Rashi explains that this refers to in Mitzrayim that the ani shomati mishluchacho remes shomartu lemoshcheni v'ni amarti acharecha narutza ulios l'chol isha, that the Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim, and they were in a rough matzav over there, heard from Moshe Rabbeinu that they're going out of Mitzrayim. And Navod Elohim Bahor Hazeh, that they're going to serve Hashem in this Hor, and there was a remez in that we're coming to Har Sinai. So we heard a remez. We heard from Moshe Rabbeinu a remez that you want us. And what was our response? You said you were sent a remez lemoshcheni to draw me. V'ani amarti acharecha narutza. We're going to run. We ran out of Mitzrayim to connect to in that romantic, loving relationship with Hashem. And he continues, Heviani HaMelech HaDorof, V'gam HaYom HaZeh Oydeno Li Gilo V'Simcha Asher Nidbakti Boch. Heviani HaMelech HaDorof, he brought me into those HaDorof. So then he brought me into the Anani HaKovod. That's true. And I felt that closest to Hashem. But Rashi points out that because I guess because the next part of the pasuk says Naskiro de dechomi nogilo nisum boch di dechomi ayim, so Rashi must know from that the gam hayom odeno li gilo v'simcho, I still feel that joy and happiness asher nidbakti boch. Again, the background over here is Klal Yisrael in the golus. All right, in the golus. And the golus is black, and the golus is dark, and the golus Klal Yisrael has drifted. But they still feel that simcha that they had, that they connected to Hashem when we followed him out into the midbar. Those feelings are not dry, cold, historic events. They are part of our psyche. They're part of our subconscious. They're part of our personalities. We feel them today almost as if they were just happening to, we still feel that simcha. Today we're estranged. Almonos chayus means I feel like an almona whose husband is still alive, but he's estranged from him. So I will always remember that love, the original love, mikol mishta einav simcha, more pleasurable than any mishta einav simcha, more than any pleasure, physical pleasure that I could have in this world. I suggest, Rabbi Yisai, that the reason that we do so poorly with physical pleasures, and if you wonder how poorly we do with physical pleasures, just look around at the need for dieting. You know where the need for dieting comes from? Not enjoying physical pleasures. What do I mean? Why? Because one portion is not enough. I need another one. I need another one. Because it's over. Can't enjoy it. I just had it. It's finished. It goes by so fast. So Mamela, more and more and more and more. More and more and more and more and more. That's what we do. So the challenge is because I'm competing with a memory of pleasure that I can't possibly match. And the same thing with everything. What do? You have a drink. Oh, very nice. Geschmack. Very good. I don't know too much about that. But then I have to have another one. One didn't do it, another one. And I did it today, okay, but I gotta do it tomorrow. I'm competing with a pleasure, and there's a no-compete clause. It's impossible to compete with that pleasure, because that pleasure is deeply enshrined, ingrained in our subconscious and everything we compare to it, and we will never be able to succeed to compete with it, because it says, even though we're in Amonas Chayes, Tomid Azko Dechorishon, Mikol, more, then Mishte Oinav Simcha, therefore it dwarfs the Oinav Simcha that we feel. Yes?
No, Rabbi, it's just a simple thing.
We need things to be permanent because we're competing with a permanent relationship. We're competing with a memory that doesn't go away. A Gilov is Simcha of the Dveikus that we felt at Har Sinai, and Mimela, everything has to compete. So that is permanent, so you need something to be able to even have a contest with it. It has to be permanent. And unfortunately, whatever the reason is that the material, physical pleasures of the world are far from permanent. Before you know it, just blink and it's all over. And now what? So that's why it's very not a competitive thing. Okay, let's move on. And here's another Rashi. Rashi talks here again, and we'll just do this. This is still part of the last pasuk, talking about the Klal Yisrael today in Golos. Hey, Mazkirim Lefonov Chesed Neurim. We mentioned in front of Hashem the Chesed of Avas Klulois, that love of our original marital state, that connection. Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, Lechtom Acharo Bamidbar. We followed him blindly into the Midbar. Eretz Tzi of Tzalmoves, a land of drought and darkness. V'gam Tzeda L'Oselam. We didn't bring along any food for the road. V'hemino Bo V'shlucho, and we believed. They believed in him and in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loy Omro Ech Neitzei L'Midbar Loy Mokum Zero Mezoinos. How can we go out to the Midbar? There's no food there. We still remember that today too. So basically, what the Pasuk says, we remember the love that Hashem showered us with, how we remember the love that we felt for him, following him blindly into the Midbar. Listen to what he says now. He brought us into the Anakum. We still rejoice in him today with the memory of the love that we felt when we followed him out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar. That memory is not just a memory. It's not just history. It's not just a part of my subconscious to remember it, but it's more than that. We still rejoice in our relationship with Hashem today in the Golus, far from Maimon Har Sinai, from the Midbar, far from the Beis Hamikdosh. We still rejoice with that memory, brings us to feel that simcha in our relationship with Hashem after the onyom mitzarosim, even though we're being pained and we have tzoros. And we know, as we pointed out this morning, that tzoros come from Hashem. So he's giving me tzoros in the Golos, that's true. And I still feel that joy in the relationship. And sometimes even tzoros can bring out even another dimension of joy in the relationship. Because, you know, I always say over from my father-in-law, the Pasuk David HaMelech says in Chof Gimel, in Tilim, Shiftecho Mishantecho Hemi Nachamuni, the Shevet and the Mishenis. The Shevet is the whip. How is a whip a source of Nechama? So he said, gave a mushel of a shepherd is grazing his flock, and becomes late in the day, and he gathers them all in, and he counts the flock, and he sees one sheep is missing, one lamb is missing. So he runs out looking for it's starting to get dark, and this poor lamb is a little getting nervous also because it's getting dark, and the night is not a safe place for him to be. And all of a sudden, the shepherd spots him in the distance, and he takes that whip and cracks it over his back, and he says, Shiftecho yenachamuni, the shepherd hasn't forgotten me. The shepherd is with me. We have the ability to even feel the love of the shepherd, even the fi onyom bitzorosom, even though he's pining me. Why is he paining me? For a good reason. He's found me. He cares for me. He's worried about me. He's protecting me. He has his cheshbonis. I don't always understand it. But we can always feel that love and that simcha in that relationship, even that. And then he puts in some very significant words. Umishtashim batoiro. And we delight in the Torah. Vishom. And there, we delight in the Torah, and there we remember the love that he showed us more than the pleasure of wine, and the sincerity of the love that they had for him. So it seems that to bring all of this relationship to a culmination, to bring it min hakoyach el hapoyel, it needs the shashua of the Torah, delighting in the Torah. When we delight in the Torah, we delight in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah represents that relationship. The Torah is the blueprint of creation. The Torah is the koyach of the Bria. Everything, the world wouldn't exist without the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. We decide it's halochas. We paskin it's halochas. And the paskal can't contradict it. It was given as a total gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of the Tur I mentioned once, he used to delight in it, but his access to the Torah kaviyochel today is limited because he gave it to Klal Yisrael. And when we delight in that Torah, then we relive that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Maimon Har Sinai, the Yishokeinim Shikaispiu, the love that he showed for us, and the love that we expressed for him following him to the Midbar. So the Torah has a tremendous role in this romantic relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, because that's what actualizes. It comes from memory, it comes from psychology, it's taken from a simcha that I have in the past into a reality of the present. I'm connecting to him now, and that deepens that memory. It makes that memory even more alive of the special relationship, because right now I am engaged in that relationship through the delighting in his Torah. Okay, let's go on. Pause continues. I think my goal was a little bit unrealistic, but we'll see. So Klal Yisrael speaks to the Umos HaOlam, to the Bnei Yerushalayim, and she says, I'm black, and you're beautiful. Bnei Yerushalayim, the daughters of Yerushalayim. Kolei Kedor Kiryei Yerushalayim. Okay, so I'm like the tents of Kedor and the curtains of Shlomo HaMelech. What does it mean? Atem Rayoisi. And here the shachrus that we're referring to means that on the surface I look less than appropriate. I haven't behaved properly. The Klal Yisrael has sinned. The Klal Yisrael went into Golus. So the Klal Yisrael says to Umos HaOlam, don't underestimate me just because of that shachrus. Even in Zovani Ishi, Hashem has forsaken me because I have sinned in the Beis Hamikdash. Ki shchoyra ani al yedei shezivas Hashemesh, v'nova ani b'chituch hevorim noim. He says, I am black and dark with the shziva and sunburn. It's just skin deep. It's not who I really am. My averus and my inappropriate behavior, that's just surface deep. But if I'm shchoyra with that, Nova ani bechituch evorim noim. My the limbs of my body are still shaped so beautifully. Imani shcheira ba'olei ke'olei kedor. Hamashuim ebnei akshom olei kedor. They got black and dirty because of the rains. Shame prusim tomid b'midboris. They're all always spread out in the midboris. Kalani leheskabe eslios b'irkiri yoshloimoi. He says, I am easy to get cleaned up like the curtains. I can be as white and as clean as the curtains of Shlomo HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash. So Klal Yisrael screams out to the Umos and says, don't be fooled. All of our lichluch is only skin deep. All of our averus are just surface deep. But in my essence, I remain that beautiful individual, and that's who I am. That's my true essence, and that will remain forever despite what happens on the surface. And he goes on and says, "Dugma hizu omeres knesi soil umais shcherani b'masayv af v'nov ani b'masayavoyse." So he says, "I'm beautiful." That was more in the moshul, but I put it a little bit to the nimshul. So Rashi goes into the nimshul a little more. He says, "Shcherani b'masay, in my actions, I'm ugly. I haven't done such good things. V'nov ani b'masayavoyse, I'm beautiful in masayavoyse." Even if I have the chet ha'egel, my own actions, but I have another schus of kabbalah satora. What's going on over here? He says, I'm ugly in my actions, but I'm beautiful in the actions of my ovaries. And that's comparable to shcherani on the skin, v'novani b'chito chevorim. So the pshat v'istis is, it's not the pshat that I'm beautiful because I have ovois that did good things. I'm beautiful because I carry in me the genes of the ovois. Nova ani b'masi avois. Ani. Ani achshav. Ani novo b'masi avois. I'm not the yorshim of masi avois, and therefore I have the schus. I'm novo b'chituch evorim. That's the moshul. The chituch evorim means my body is still beautiful. It's me. It's not my great-grandfather was beautiful. So it means that the Klal Yisrael has such a Yerusha of the Midas of Avraham Avinu, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Chasodim. They are the godless within us. They are the beauty within us. And no matter how much the Jew is meluchluch on the outside, inside he has, under the lichluch, which is skin deep, which can be cleansed away, just like you wash the Riyosh Shlomo, you wash the Ohole Kedor, and they become like Riyosh Shlomo. So too, inside I have this greatness. I'm a descendant of Bnei Avrom Yitzchok V'Yaakov. I have Masi Avoisai, not that I have history, I have current events. It's a current event that I am, I bear within me, I carry with me the genes of Avrom Yitzchok and Yaakov, the genes of Godless. And that's the way the Klal Yisrael has to look at themselves. Because if we don't see our own Godless, then we can't appreciate, why should Hashem love us? We do this wrong, that wrong, the other thing. Everything tells us to do, we do the opposite. No, chas v'sholom. But some people, sometimes we feel that way. You know, it's almost as if we're negating so much. But no, he loves me. You know why? Because, not because I'm Avraham Avinu's son, but because I carry Avraham Avinu's essence. I carry Yitzchak and Yaakov's essence within me. I'm as lovable as the others because I carry them within me. That's what a Jew is, and that's how we can appreciate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can love Klal Yisrael despite the way we may act. Okay, let's move on. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. In this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking that Kishoshana ben Achochim kein Rayosi ben Habonois, like a rose amongst the thorns, so is my beloved Klal Yisrael among the nations. That Bonos refers to the Umos Ha'olam. So Rashi says, Shemenak vin oiso, the thorns make holes in the shoshana, in the rose. V'tomidi omedes benuyo v'admi musa. Benuyo v'admi musa. Says, a rose is constantly exposed to thorns that are picking at it, but it stands in its full beauty. A rose, you get roses. There are no holes in them. They're beautiful. So he says, Kein Rayosi ben Habonai, so is my beloved amongst the Mifatoi Soiso Lirudov Achareim. They attempt to get us to follow after them. Lisnois Kimoisam, to go astray as they do. Achrei Elohim Acherim, after their other gods. Vehi Oimedes Be'emunoso. And she remains Be'emunoso. Now, this is a nevuah of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was not talking about Yesh V'yesh. People do, people don't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mikaleis the Klal Yisroel, and says the Klal Yisroel is really Kishoshana ben HaChoichim, is not ruined by the thorns. The thorn. Now we know that Shlomo HaMelech looks like he missed out on, he messed up on this one. We see a Klal Yisroel that has holes in them, that's been thorned by all the Umos Ha'olam. This is not true. It's really not true. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees us, he sees they're trying. They never really get us. Even they get a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's again, it's skin deep, it's surface. The Klal Yisroel has within him, and the raya is that look at the things that have been done with Kiruv. Expose a Jew to a reality that he never heard of, a Maimon Har Sinai, and present it to him in a rational way that he can relate to, and he runs. It's true. I've seen it. My children, when they were young, used to go to these seminars that we did. They saw it with their own eyes. I used to tell them that the greatest inspiration that they had was seeing how these people turn around after a few days at a seminar, because that's who I am inside. I'm not an Eved Avodah Zorah inside. A temporary passion, maybe ignorance, whatever it may be, but the essence of the Klal Yisrael is that Shoshana ben HaChoichim that has been unmutilated, even though on the surface it may appear to be less than what it should be. Let's go on a little bit. Then we ask Hashem, Klal Yisrael asks Hashem, Samchuni bo ashishois, rapiduni batapuchim, kicholas ava oni, a famous posuk. Samchuni ba'ashishois, I guess give me smicha, not smicha, but to support me with special kind of delicate hors d'oeuvres or cakes or something. Rapduni batapuchim, refresh my bed with the aroma of apples. Ki cholas ava oni, because I am sick with this love sickness. Rashi, okay, well, like a chola asks for some type of a refuah. Ki chola sav, ki chola ani la avosoi, ki tzomesi loy poi begolusi. I'm sick for his love. I'm thirsting for him in my golos. Klal Yisrael in the golos is sick. Sick, sick, sick. Craving that love of Hashem. We know that the Golis is a sick place. And we know that Klal Yisrael suffers all kinds of issues, but it's a love sickness. We're craving the love of Hashem. And sometimes even if we don't realize it on the surface, that's what we're really craving. That's real, it's alive and well. And I say, Choyla ani la'avosei, and I'm thirsting to connect with Hashem in the Golus. And I must tell you that in my years, in the early years in the yeshiva, where I used to hear the Rosh Yeshiva talk about the Klal Yisrael is waiting for us, and they're out there, we got to go out to them and teach them Torah and wait for them. And we thought, a lot of us thought, that it's not in touch with reality. And then when we got out into the world and into the boondocks, we saw that, yeah, it might not have been an overt thirst, but there was a thirst. And the thirst, the proof to the thirst was, when you gave them water to drink, how fast and how much they drank. They couldn't stop drinking because that thirst was there. They may not have even realized they were thirsty, or if they realized they were thirsty, they thought they were thirsty for something else. Maybe you can guess what that is. But no, they were thirsty for this. I'm thirsting for Hashem. Okay. So Rashi says over here that this refers to Hashem is in the Midbar. In the Midbar, he's Vimino Techapkeni, Derech Shleishes Yomim Noseel Osur Lem Menucho. They traveled for 3 days to find a place to rest. Uvamokom HaMenucho, he brought them the Mon Uslov. I remember the mon, I remember the slav, I remember the love that Hashem showed us, and therefore I crave these things. I crave not only the abstract love, but I crave the expressions of love that he felt in the Midbar. And it's very interesting to point out, and I'm sure that others would fault me for it, but I just point out to you the pasuk, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi, his left hand under my head, v'minoi techapkeni, and he's embracing me with his right hand. A very romantic expression of love. The Yeridas Hamon, the Yeridas Haslov, and especially the Yeridas Hamon. The mon came, Rabbeinu Sadia says that the mon was the greatest nest because it was a nest midi. Imagine that every single day, exactly the amount that I need, and lechem yoimayim b'yoim hashishi, 39, whatever it is, and since it started close to 40 years in the Midbar, wow, what an expression. Every morning, I wake up, and he tells me, I open the door, and he tells me, I love you. Now, if I didn't live up to that love 100%, he tells me I love you, but not so directly. He makes me go out a little further to get them on. That's what Chazal tells us, they darshan three posum, shotu and lokhu, and they darshan three psukim. That's to the tzaddikim, it came to the door, to the beinanim, somebody who went out a little bit, and the others had to go even further out. He still shows me his love. But he makes a statement that says, hey guys, got to get your act together, you know what I mean? Tomorrow, I want to be able to show you the love at your doorstep, not to have to make you go out. And 40 years, we lived like this in the Midbar. It's the greatest, it's living in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that greatest expression of his romantic love to the Klal Yisrael every single day. And lechem yomayim b'yom hashishi, if you took more, you had enough, you took less, whatever it is, mamish nisei nisim, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu being metapel with us. I mean, and the truth of the matter is that that memory could be such a chizuk for us. I know Rashi says, I think in Baal Yischo, that he brings that Yirmiyah. Rashi brings it that Yirmiyah at a time when they weren't learning. So he brought out the Tzenes Hamon and he said, Bazenis Parnasu Abaseichem Bamidbar Boim Shono. That your fathers lived 40 years in the Midbar and they learned Torah. That was the Der Deo for 40 years with the Mon. So he asked, he said, if he would have been there, he would have said, Yirmiyah, Rabbeinu Yirmiyah, if you give me Mon, I'll also learn. You know, that's the problem. We don't have mon. We got to work for it. He says, no, the pshat is it's mon. It's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love that was expressed in the mon is expressed in the parnosis, peisech es yodechu masbia lechol chai rotzoin. He does it himself, b'chvoidei v'atzmoi. And we have to feel that. And that's what parnosa is too. And we can remember the past, and we can even experience it and relive it in our present day life. Okay, let's move on a little bit more. Hatenu chontu fageh v'agfonim nosu smola nosu ref kumiloch rayosi yofosi ulechiloch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. The time is beautiful. It's b'chodesh Oviv. The skies are blue. The birds are singing. The fragrances are, it's the most delicious time to travel and to go out. And he says kumiloch rayosi yofosi ulechiloch. So Rashi says kol inyan hazeh lefi pshutoi loshen chibas pitui shebochur meratze es arusosoi leilech achrof kein osoli doidi. This whole inyan lefi pshutoi is an expression of loving pitui. Pitui means he's seducing us. He's begging us, come, I'm giving you a fatu, I'm talking you into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Bochur who's begging us to come follow him into the Midbar. What an expression of love. Well, Ke'ilu, he needs us. Kilo, no, you must come, please, I beg you, please come with me, yeah? He's appealing, he's trying to be maratza, lelech achrov, kein osoli doidi. That's what Hashem did to me. And we can feel that memory too. Imagine, oh, I love you, okay, I love you. Listen, if you come, I love you. If you don't come, so then don't come, I can get along without you. No. You come? I beg you to come. It's not, well, you need me. What do you need me? Like a hole in the head. What do you need me for? Look what Klal Yisrael is capable of doing. Look at the thing. No. And I know it all up front. No. But I love you so much. You have to come. Like a bochur hameratzel arusosei. I'm begging you, please come. That's the expression of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Yoinosi b'chag v'hasela, b'seisar ha-madrego. The my dove is like in the rocks, in the crevices of the rocks, in the covered by the steps. Harini es maraich, show me your beauty. Hashmini es koilech, let me hear your voice. Ki koilech orev umarech nove. Your voice is sweet and your look is beautiful. So Rashi explains that this refers to Oysa Shoah. This is refers to when Paroi is pursuing the Klal Yisrael, going out before the Yamsuf. The Ein Mokum Lonus Mifneim. They couldn't Mifnei Hayom. They couldn't go any place because the Yam was in front of them. They couldn't go to the sides because of the wild animals. Paroi is coming in the back. The Yam is in the front on the sides of the wild animals. Lo Mohayu Deme. What were they compared to at that moment? A dove, a bird, that runs away from a hawk. The hawk is out to capture the bird. And she entered into the crevices of the rocks. But there's a snake inside hissing at her. Tikones lifnim, if she goes in, hare hanochosh. The nochesh is going to get it. Poisonous snake. Teitze lachutz harehanetz. If she goes out of the rock, the hawk is there to get her. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harini es maraich. Show me your beauty. Es kishron pulosech. The beauty of your deeds. Lemi at poine be'eis tzoro. To whom do you turn in an eis tzoro? Hashmini es koilech. Yitzhaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. And then the pasuk says, Ki koilech, orev, your voice is so sweet, umarech nove, I want to see it. I said, what's going on over here? You have a Klal Yisrael in desperate need. In desperate need. The Yamsuf is here, the Paro is here, the wild animals are here, and they're comparable, mamish, to a dove that's hiding in the rocks, and there's a snake on the inside, and there's a hawk on the outside, and it's all over. So Hashem says, call out to me. all right, you know, you want to give me an Eitzah, that's what you're supposed to do. I understand. That's a good Eitzah. Call out to Hashem. Very good. But that's not what it says here. He says, call out to me. He says, Harini Esmar, show me your beauty, the beauty of your actions. To whom do you turn based Torah? I want to see who you turn based Torah. And I'm saying, why should you call out? Why do I want to see that? What does that mean to me? Because your voice, when you call out based Torah, is so sweet. And to look at you, that you respond this way, is so beautiful. Like, you know, Shkoyach, I'm in desperate need. There's no atheists in the foxhole, so I call out. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves and says, Hashmini es koylech, ki koylech orev umarech nove. I would say that's not the most beautiful koil when it's in desperation. I would say that's not the most beautiful look when its life is at stake. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he loves Klal Yisrael so much. He wants to see, he says, if you can call out to me, even in a time of such desperation, to me that's the most beautiful thing. I look at that as such beauty. I crave you, please do it. Hashmiini es koylech, ki koylech orev umarech nove. That's once again an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. Okay, the hour is late, and I guess we're going to have to stop here. Maybe we'll have opportunity to continue. I guess I underestimated how long this would take. But one more. Well, maybe just a little more, okay? Bear with me. Al mishkovi baleilos, bikashtei shavua nafshi. On my bed at night, I would search the one who loves me. Bikashtei v'lematzos, if I couldn't find him. Rashi, betzarli, sheshavti afeilo kol shleish b'shmona shona. In my pain, when I sat in darkness 38 years, Shor Yisrael nizufim, we were under a nizuf, under some reproaching, because we did the chet ha'egel, and we, I guess, the maraglim, so they came back, we had to stay in the midbar. Bikashti lo matzosi ki lo ele bikir b'cho, ki eineni bikir b'chem. He said, I'm not going to go up with you, I'm not in your midst. So in the 38 years of the Midbar, we're searching for Hashem. And I say, Bikashti v'loy motzosif. What is that all about? I don't get it. The Dor HaMidbar was the Dor Deo. The Dor HaMidbar lived in Anani HaKovet. The Dor HaMidbar lived in the Amud Esh. The Dor HaMidbar had mon at their doorstep. The Dor HaMidbar had Slov, had a Be'er, had miracles, Nisim, Gluyim, every moment of their existence. They were the Dor Deo. They reached the highest level of knowledge, of Das Hashem, the highest level of knowledge, the Memtes Sharei Chochma. And they say, that Hashem is not enough. We're looking for Hashem. And he's not lo ele bekibeki and any bekibechem. Bikashti v'lo matzosi. We can't find Hashem. They couldn't find Hashem in the Midbar. What's going on over here? The Teretz says, and I think this is a very important yesod, because sometimes we misread ourselves, that when it comes to finding Hashem, it's an infinite journey, because Hashem is infinite. It's endless. So no matter how much I find, if I'm searching, so then klape what I didn't find yet, which is infinity, it looks to me like I didn't find. This was the Dor Deo. They had so much, they had more than any other generation. But since there is so much to be had, and that connection and that insight and that wisdom and that relationship is infinite, so to them it looked matzosi, bikashti v'lo matzosi. It's as if I never found him, because there's so much to look for. There's so much there. It's so endless, the potential of finding Hashem, that no matter how much, and they reached such a high level, to them it was still considered as if they didn't find him. Another pasuk here, Hishpati eschem b'nei Yerushalayim. I swear to you that if you should not cause me, you won't cause me to hate or to disturb the love. Look what Rashi says here. He's talking to Umasoy. He says, you will not cause me to hate or to disturb Avas Deidi, the love of that I have for my beloved for Hashem, Ayidei Pitui Vasosa, through your seductions and enticements, you're trying to get me away, Lo'ozva V'loshu V'achrov, to turn away from him. Klal Yisrael in the Golus is prepared to make a statement to the Umos Olam, you'll never change me. You'll never dissuade me from the love of Hashem. The love of Hashem that he showed me, the love of Hashem that I feel, the reaching out that he did to me when he kabochu l'arusosoi has created such a matzav within me that I swear to you, the nations of the world, there's nothing that you could do to compromise that love because it's so deeply ingrained in me and you will not be able to remove it or change it forever. Okay, I'd like to conclude with one piece, and this is the end. I mean, for today, if we'll have a chance more, I don't know. We'll see. And that is as follows. Thank you so much. So here, at the end it says, "Seno Rana Bnei Yerushalayim." This is the end of Perek Gimel. At the crown that his mother put on him, on the day of his chasen and the day of the simcha of his heart. So listen to Rashi. Rashi says, "Ator shitlo imoy." Okay, that's something else. Yeah. Om Rabbi Nechunya. Shol Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy es Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy es Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. Efshe sheshomato meyoficho mao atora sheitro lo imoy. What does it mean, the crown that his mother put on him? What does that mean? Om Eloi Moshe lemelech. Shoyis Eloi bas yechido. A melech had an only daughter. And he loved her dearly. He didn't stop loving her until he called her my daughter. I love you so much. That's talking about Hashem calling us Biti. He couldn't stop loving her until he called her Achoisi, my sister. Shenema Piskli Achoisi Rayosi. Again. He didn't stop loving her. Achikora Imi. Shenema Hakshiva Eli Ami Ulaumi Eli Hazinu. A posuk again, Ulaimi Ksiv. It says Leimi instead of it says Umi, but it says the Ksiv is Imi, the Kri is Umi. Omad Reb Shimon bar Yochai Unoshka al Roshe. Shimon bar Yochai stood up and kissed him on his head. What in the world did he tell him? What's going on over here? So I heard from my father-in-law, Zechrono Livracha, that he said like this. He said, this is referring to, you see from the Psukim, Hashem's levels of relationship with Klal Yisrael. Hashem has this loving relationship with Klal Yisrael that he calls him Biti. You're my daughter. Now, a daughter has certain rules in how she has to conduct herself with her husband. She misbehaves. He loves her so much, even though she's no longer worthy to be called a daughter. So what does he say? He calls her Achoisi. Now you're my sister. What's a sister? You know, a sister, you could get away with some misbehavior. She's only my sister. She doesn't owe me as much as my daughter. My daughter's mechuyev in respecting me completely. My sister? No, you know, a sister's a sister. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much that if we're not worthy to be called Biti, then he'll say, you know something, we're going to make the relationship on a new grounds. From now on, I'm going to call you Achoisi. Well, the Chaisi gives you a little more space to be disrespectful to me, to be a little bit disloyal to me, not to behave so properly with me, because you're a Chaisi, not Biti. Fine. Then, that seems doesn't work. He doesn't stop loving her until he calls her Imi. Then there's a pasuk of Imi. What's Imi? Now, mother is after. Well, mother is more love than a sister. What's going on over here? So he said like this, because the order doesn't make sense. Biti, okay, less achoisi, and less imi. So imi is even more. So he says, no, the Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Klal Yisrael imi. What does that mean? He says like this. Ma'asi, you're not behaving properly. Klal Yisrael, not behaving properly. Hashem says, listen, you are my daughter. I loved you like a daughter. You didn't treat me like a father. Okay, I said, let's make a new relationship. I love you like a sister. But you didn't treat me even like a brother. So now we're going to make a new relationship. I'm going to look at you like my mother. And then he starts, he says, what do you do to an alta mama that doesn't treat her son properly? She took care of me. She nurtured me. She fed me. She delivered me in the world. She sustained me. And now she's an old lady and she's making me trouble and she doesn't appreciate me and everything I do. She has tightness and criticism and she's always telling me all kinds of things and who knows what she's doing. But I said, Alta Mama, how can I treat her improperly because of that? He says, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael. If you deserve it to be my BT, that's what we are. When you don't, I love you so much, I can't let you get away with that. I'm going to make new rules. New rules just to be able to, Klal Yisrael should survive. We'll be a brother and sister. You don't even behave like a sister to a brother? We'll make another rule. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atoro she'itra lo imoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this crown on imoy, on his mother, on Klal Yisrael. He crowns Klal Yisrael with the name mother. Because if you're my mother, no matter how you behave, I can't throw you out. No matter how you behave, I can't deny the love. No matter how you behave, I can't reject you. And that's it. So this is just a glimpse. If we'll have a chance, if we won't, this is only through the third parak. There's 8 prokim in Shir HaShirim, but just a little bit of a glimpse as to what's going on inside this wonderful Megillah, this wonderful Sefer, this wonderful Shir that is considered Al Kol HaShirim, and it's Kodesh Kodoshim, and it's Lo Hoyo Hoylam Kedai Kiyom Shenitin Bo Shir HaShirim.